Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with our favorite gardeners. It's Lance and Lulu. Yeah. Good evening, gardeners.
Hi, everybody.
Great to be here. Thank you, Amber Kleinman, for sitting in last week. That was a fun time, huh?
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time. We laughed a lot. That's good.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's been cold since I was last here, and snowy, and it's melting now. But what about the damage from that big freeze? Let's start with the fruit trees.
Yeah, right. I just people have been asking me if it's hurt the fruit trees.
Yeah, that's all I hear too.
And also the grapevines. It probably has more harm to grapevines than the fruit trees. Because the thing is, people see the leaves are off and blah, 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 but they're not dormant. They haven't hardened all the way off for deep winter. And that when you get those kind of cold, it can freeze the buds.
Certain trees more susceptible than...
I think I was looking at my pear tree, and the bud is not...
You can open one up and see how brown or black, just like we do in the spring when we see
when
a frost.
When we're looking for the germination. You
can do it now also. And if that center of that bud's brown or black, it's dead. And now the tree's not dead.
Yeah, but the bloom is going to be.
But the new formation, the new branch or whatever.
It'll struggle and put something else out.
Yeah.
So next year could be not
could
this.
Could be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, the grapevines, especially the wine grapes, they're definitely not hardened off till mid-November.
Oh, wow.
And I've seen where they actually die to the ground, freeze to the ground, because all their buds, there's three buds are inside each one of those buds. And the first one's primary, and you got the secondary, and the third one's survival. And if it gets this cold, all three of them can be gone.
Wow.
I'm not worried about the Concords.
No, the Concords are fine.
But the Reliance has died back on me before.
Uh-huh. I've had hemorrhoids die back on me. Hemorrhoids all the way to the ground.
Oh, my. Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I think that the tree thing is really going to be interesting because some trees, I mean, I've seen it in the spring where they have had a frost after the leaves were on and they lost the leaves and they were naked for a while and then they put another bud out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Survival.
It's survival and And hopefully we get some snow cover and the ground in most places is moist in my garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice
except
and moist
for that
now.
One spot.
my kale is still fine.
Uh-huh. Your kale came through the frost.
Yeah, and
nice.
I haven't looked at the arugula, but I'd be willing to bet that I can't bear it. I just can't bear to go over there.
And you didn't have it covered or anything.
No.
Just
the arugula
right
is probably
spot.
Just fine.
It's probably just fine.
Yeah.
I should go out and pick a big bag before
I. Yeah, I still have the kale out there and. Carrots and everything
kale
else.
Kale and carrots.
Yeah, and everything else is out.
How much carrots do you have left now?
I suspect about 500 pounds.
500. Well, you're whittling it down.
Yeah.
It was 800 a couple weeks ago. So.
It's going, you know.
Nice.
Hey, you know what? We have to tell people to call in.
Oh, please call. Save us.
Save us from ourselves. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. Because if you have questions out there, we're here. You could you could play Stump the Chump.
Let's play that tonight.
that's a really good one anyway.
Yeah, and you can email us worm@kvnf.org. Lance has his computer right there. His trusty email access code.
No, you have no idea, you guys. Lance comes in with a beat up piece of paper. Sometimes it's a used envelope.
It's recycled from somewhere.
It's recycled from somewhere. And he's got his list of
this
what he's
was
been
from
doing.
An address book. That was last week's show.
Yeah.
This is this week's show.
A 1958 address book.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is.
That's great.
And it's always in pencil.
Yes.
always in pencil, just in case you got to change it up.
That's something we can talk about at some point, too, is just as we go into the winter months, being aware, you know, we're, this plastic thing is getting a lot of attention now. Well, guess what? A wooden pencil isn't plastic. You know, there's so little to really that's going to hit the landfill on that. And even if the whole thing hits the landfill, so what?
By the time it does, it's shaved down to a
Or there's not a lot of lead left in it, I'm presuming.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't either. But, you know, the difference between the different. Okay, so watch this. The difference between striking a match, a paper match or a wooden match, and just being able to, you know, throw it out the window, throw it on the street, whatever, maybe not a paper, but certainly a wooden one.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between that and having one of those clickers.
Right.
Or even a lighter, even just your basic Bic lighter. You don't need the lighter.
Yeah. Hard to find matches.
It's hard to find matches anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's so many little ways that we could start to back off a bit.
Yeah.
There you go. Back off a bit.
You know, pencils instead of a plastic pen and on and on.
And that's, you're right, it's a good time
to
do that.
It's just something to, you know, it's winter. You're going to be sitting around doing nothing anyway.
All my envelopes go in a basket for scratch paper. And by this time of year, I don't have any left.
There you go.
There you go.
See, you're good at that, using everything you have, the pit and all of that.
I cut up anything that comes in the mail, you know, like, I don't know, not the bills. I keep those for a while and file them. But I make little scratch pads out of all the extra paper.
There you go.
Sure.
I cut a 9x11 into 4 pieces and that's put one of those big giant clips on it. And,
right.
You know.
Okay. And we need that stuff.
Done. There you go. Who's on the phone?
It is Jeff from Montrose. Good evening, Jeff.
Oh, cool.
I'm trying to grasp what we're all trying to say here.
You're breaking up,
darling.
Yeah,
breaking up a little bit. If you could readjust your phone.
It must be the phone.
Okay, that's a little better.
That's
better. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll try and... I'm just trying to... I can't grasp that.
I didn't catch that. Did you guys catch that?
Did you say something about
you're
frost?
Gonna have to...
What are you trying to ascertain?
What you're actually saying. What's your question?
We can't.
No, but I'm trying to ascertain what you're seeing. What you are going after. The goal.
The goal. Gosh.
I don't know what the goal is.
I've been listening to you guys for like 5 minutes here, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, I mean, yes, you seem knowledgeable, and yes, you have some good advice, but what exactly are we
for? We're talking about gardening.
We're
asking
about
listeners
gardening,
to call in and chat about their gardening.
I would say when it comes to growing any type of anything, you should keep your mind frame in the nitrogen cycle, because we are very depleted soil around here. So anything that you could do to turn carbon into nitrogen and help the microbes that are existing in your soils proliferate, be it hay, row crops, orchards, or whatever it is you're doing, we need to acidify our soil and add organic matter. And I think if you could do those two things, regardless of what you're doing, I personally raise cows and alfalfa, but I would say that, you know, look into your micronutrients, because, you know, I mean, I've farmed this ground for almost half a century, you know, between me and my father and grandfather, whatever. But, you know, I mean, we never listened to soil science, but I think micronutrients is key, you know, acidifying with alkaline and nitrogen cycle going. But that's
right.
Again.
Yeah.
Is good for anybody. Yeah. Whether you're growing grass or you're growing grass.
There's a program this January, and it's out of Montrose, and I'll bring that information in of a big weekend seminar. Some really
we're gonna
good.
We're going to go play a tournament down at Nico's, so get that on KBNF.
All right. Thank you, okay. Jeff. Great advice.
Party on, Wayne. Party on,
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Yeah. Well, Montrose has special soil down there, and mm-hmm. it sounds like Jeff has got the recipe.
Yeah.
He's
fixing that up.
Have you ever flown in and out of Montrose? It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's these little patches of green amidst this
desert.
Yeah.
It's crazy looking.
It's a trip.
And thank you to all of those who planted things down in that valley. Can you imagine before all the trees and all of that?
Yeah. And it's really easy to see, right, where there's a high water table,
mm-hmm.
where the trees are thriving. And it's an interesting little part of the world for sure.
It is. 527-4868-866, KVNF now, worm at KVNF.org. Well, let's just talk about, bless you, soil prep. Since Jeff opened
threw it
that
out there.
Up.
opened that can of worms. Yeah.
Yeah, well, every year it's compost. And if you're not making compost, you can spread manure, mm-hmm. you know. And
now we've got leaves all over the ground.
Now the leaves. And, you know, one of my things I like to say, if you're, you know, you can get those leaves, into two leaves. And we've mentioned this a few weeks back. And then, you know, whatever kitchen scraps and garden stuff you've saved over the year and spread it over the garden and put your manure on top of that and till it in. And
lightly till it in.
Yeah, and you'll have really good soil in the springtime.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's those ways. There's always cover crops if you want to work that in. And there's still time to plant rye. It will still come up.
And do you have to water that then to get it to
germinate? If you have water, just water it once. You know, and if you had to pull a hose out there and do it, you can do it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But just stay after it and also clean the garden up. No stuff, you know. Like I've seen gardens where all the corn stalks are out there, all the tomatoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's where the bugs are wintering over.
Okay, and so clean that stuff up.
Yeah, even if you take a mower out there and mow it all down.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta get on the Rio Grande garden and pull all the dead apples out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really fastidious about that for several years. And I think that might be why I had the best apple crop ever.
Kept it clean.
Yeah, there were just no worms. Yeah. Very, very few.
Yeah, and you are very tidy. It obviously works in your garden. Mm-hmm.
Just keep it all cleaned up.
Yeah. Hey, it's Doug on the line with his garden report tonight. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how y'all doing? Can
good.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
We can hear you.
I got the radio completely off, and my 14-year-old flip phone is working good, I think.
Okay.
Plant garlic, plant shallots. I got all the horseradish out, and gonna scrape that, mix some horseradish. Moving around some asparagus weight, some 3-year-old roots, and some iris. Planted a couple clematis that I grew in pots. Mulching. I planted some lettuce, carrots, spinach, kale, and all my mustard in some leaf litter and some straw cover. And usually it gets, I did the same thing last year at Core 22, and it gets up and going, and then, you know, it goes to sleep, and you got the first salad on the planet. So that's not what I'm doing. I'm sitting here just stepping with supper and listening to you guys' show. Love it.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Well,
appreciate the
you.
Update in your report. Love to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. This
thanks,
is great.
Doug.
I had a grill in.
All right. Have a good night.
See you later.
All right. Wow. He's always got stuff going.
He's
always
got
busy.
Stuff going. You can't believe it up there. It's amazing. And it's, you know, it's, it's true. I mean, you can still plant spinach.
Yeah, well, right. It's on the list.
Yeah.
It's on the list. It made the list.
Let's talk about that. I'm going to give the phone numbers again, though. 970-527-4868-866-KVNF now. Yeah, our fall, late fall planting.
Yeah, late fall. I usually like to plant this in November because I personally don't want it to come up, but that's my thing, you know. And I spinach, lettuce, cilantro, dill, parsley, parsnips, and I wrote down again shallots.
Yeah,
you can do now.
Shallots, Douglas.
And then for flowers, you can do. And there's probably other stuff, not just what I've written down, but this is what's in my garden: larkspur, poppies, calendulas, bachelor's button, and this is marigolds. You can plant them now, and they will not come up until the temperature is the right.
Yeah, they're one of the warm soil indicator things. Is that what it is, soil or outside?
It might be day length, too.
Day length?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the morning glories do that, too.
Yes, the morning glories.
They'll wait until it's warm enough, just soil warms. Or
yeah. Now,
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I've never seen zinnias reseed ever.
I haven't either.
But cosmos will, but they'll come up whenever it warms up a little bit, and they usually get frozen off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're pretty delicate. Mm-hmm. I've never saved zinnia seed either.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried, and it just.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I got a bunch, but they're real hard to clean, so I don't.
So these are all hardy plants that are, is that cold stratify thing you always talk about?
Yeah, and I have volunteer larkspur and poppies right now in the garden.
Yeah.
And whether they winter over or not, you know, we'll see. Yeah, the larkspur definitely will. The poppies, I'm not sure of. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of fun.
And calendulas and bachelors.
Put something new out.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, if you have a spot, you can, you know, calendula is the really big. You know what another one I really like is the clary sage.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That's an interesting plant. And it's such a beautiful color.
Clary sage.
Yeah, clary sage. It kind of smells like cat pee.
Beautiful color, doesn't smell good.
No. No. But it's gorgeous, and the bees love it, and it's, you know, it's super drought tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
Has those beautiful cuppy, sagey, you know, elephant trunk looking
sage. Okay. Yeah.
Salvia kind of flower. And they're the beautiful lavender and pinky lavender color. Really pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty plant and very, very prolific. You know what else too I love is the chicory.
Chicory.
Yeah, the chicory flower.
Is that a flower?
Well,
that's
a
blue.
Weed.
Yeah, it's a weed.
Yeah, and it's everywhere. And, you know,
who
was that Western author we read all the time when we were kids? Louis L'Amour.
Louis L'Amour.
Mm-hmm. He always had chicory in his coffee. Or they'd be out of coffee, they'd have some chicory. Right. Oh, God, I loved reading those books. Those were so fun.
Oh, there's something I forgot about, soil prep.
Yeah.
You know, spreading. Did I mention spreading sulfur?
No.
Yeah, you did last week.
Did I mention? Okay, well, yeah. I actually started the process. And the reason why I'm using sulfur is my well water is slightly alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
And the sulfur, the bacteria in the soil life in the soil take sulfur and turn it into sulfuric acid. So it neutralizes partially the alkalinity.
So that's a fall.
And I do it in the fall, so it breaks down all winter long.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're less alkaline in the spring.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You know, and plus all the organic matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many classes that I've taken over the years, the instructor said you can't really change the pH of your soil unless you can affect the pH of your soil with a neutral water.
Mm-hmm.
Because the watering will affect your pH.
Yeah.
As much as just your soil having a lot of pH. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. You can't really change it, but you can change the effects.
Yeah. The clay soil will always be clay soil.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can put it all, but eventually if you stop,
it'll go right back to clay soil.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I have heard of people siphoning agricultural vinegar through their irrigation water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so...
Because the irrigation water has alkalinity in certain places, not all of it, but I've heard of that.
Yeah. And then it's
changing the water up.
Yeah. Because then, you know, how to get rid of the acidic problem is you neutralize it with water. So it's a really interesting little cycle of alkalinities.
Right.
Acidics. Whatever.
Yeah.
If you're growing something and it's growing for you, great. If it's not, try something else.
That's
how I see it.
That's the advice tonight.
Yeah.
All right, 970-527-4868-866. KBNF now. You guys talked a lot about garlic last week, and you got all your garlic planted, right, Lance?
Yeah, I finally got it all planted.
That was a big
project.
Yeah,
I got all mine in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody's...
Yeah, and I did, I do count, so to speak, and about 1,500 cloves, one at a time with my dibble.
Dibbly bits.
When I plant them in beds like that, it's a staggered planting, and so you can't just make a row and stick them in there really fast, you know.
And so did you have a song that you were singing?
Sometimes I might chant or something.
Yeah.
But I'd do about 200 or so, and then I'd go do something else.
Uh-huh. Right.
Good idea.
Yeah. You know, those tarps. Oh, those leaves, you know.
Yeah.
I'll go turn some soil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, 1,500. That's going to be beautiful coming up.
I don't think I did 100. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Then garlic is really good for you. Do you know garlic is a blood thinner? I didn't know that.
I believe that, yeah.
It's a huge blood thinner.
Wow.
So I just got told that today.
All right. Good thing you eat garlic, huh?
Yeah, good thing I have to stop for a while, you know, but that's okay.
You will be fine.
I will.
Make up with
I will. I'm going to be
other stuff that's out there. So, yeah, cleaning up hoses, putting away the lawn furniture, all of that. Some of those things that you wanted to do, but the snow came and got you.
Yeah, it did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it did. But it forced me inside, and then I got some other stuff done. I got my one little hemp plant all worked out.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
That's what's nice.
That.
You get this bad, but all this inside work.
Yes.
You know, cleaning seeds, organizing
Seeds.
I have all my horizontal spaces clear.
Oh, wow.
Almost all of
nice
mine
work.
You know.
I have one bucket still on the counter where I'm getting the very last. So I had this hemp plant, this one, and it decided that it was going to be male and a female. And it was completely seeds.
Oh my.
Completely. And so now I have
hemp seeds galore.
Yeah. And I'm excited because they're great to eat. They're crunchy. You can make hemp seed cookies. You can put them in your cereal. You can put them in your pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, and there's no THC. Well, there's got to be some THC in them, but there's not enough to affect
anything. Right. Just get all the health benefits of it.
Yeah. It's kind of what a great plant. I'm excited that we're getting on it.
Sure is happening, right?
A little late in the game, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Better late than never.
That's right.
I have 3 5-gallon buckets of popcorn.
Oh, wow.
You know, on the cob. That's how I store it.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah. So that was good.
Good popcorn crop.
That's good.
This
it'll last me 3 years.
Wow.
But I'm not going to plant it for the next 2 years. I'm not planting it.
Okay.
I got some other field corns I want to grow.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting.
I have 9 half-gallons of dried plums. So what does that
mean?
I have 4.5 gallons of plums.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, the plums have been amazing. Yeah. Some of the local restaurants are all making stuff with plums.
Yeah,
and,
with the Italian prune plums. They're just phenomenal. And I have, I think I have 6 or 7 of apples.
Uh-huh.
So I think, whatever. I have a lot. That's
bountiful.
It. And then a few apricots.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much.
And I haven't counted my apricots.
Yeah, but I think, are drying.
Well, no, that have been dried this year. Uh-huh. So I probably, because I have the apricots from Ladakh, India, and then I have the white apricots, the Akani white apricots. So there's a couple of gallons there. And then I have Chinese apricot and another gallon or two there. So
now, do you put those in your fruit stew or
my
do you
stewed
eat those?
Fruit? Yeah. And I'll eat them just like they are.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
The only thing that's still drying is those the French prune plums, and I just let them sit. I went through them to make, and there wasn't maybe just a few that were starting to mold, but no air blowing on them, just sitting out. Yeah. On trays, and they'll eventually dry.
Right.
Yeah.
So now
yeah,
I'm at the part where I'm starting to clean up all the trays, and my big dehydrator has 24 trays.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
It's
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I put them in the bathtub.
Yeah, clean up.
Hey, I like that idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just put them in the bathtub and let them sit there until it starts to get rust stains in the bottom of the bathtub, and then you go, oh, yeah. Right.
And tomorrow's the last seed class.
The seed to seed class. Mm-hmm. And
what are you guys up to?
We're talking alliums, the onion family. And,
that's great.
And so we'll have seeds. It's also a seed swap. And then after all that and lunch, we'll see what people want. But we'll head up to my place and probably clean seeds and see what I got going on for the fall.
Okay.
Yippee.
That sounds fun.
Awesome.
Good day.
Yeah. And I just want to mention, before the show, I went and walked on some friend's property down in the Cottonwood Forest on the river, and it smelled so good, those leaves with the moisture. It was just fantastic in the sunset.
Love that.
Yeah. Great time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well, all right. Well, we will be back next week for another show. And it's Sally coming up with One Woman's Perspective next. So we'll see you, Lance and Lulu.
Yeah. Have a good evening out there.
Thanks. Yeah, everybody. Stay calm and carry on.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
Good night.
All right. Have a good evening.
Which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low and low.